Hi, this is Matt.
Hey, Matt. John Kyle with Local Splash. How's it going?
Good.
Just following up, I know hopefully you got settled a little bit. So just to reiterate some of the things we were talking about last time we spoke at length was with Surefire Local, I guess the results weren't there. So, you know, we were trying to make sure that we're focusing on St. Paul and surrounding communities, not just Matomedi, right? Or Matomedi,
yep.
I believe is how you told me.
Matomedi,
right? And so that being said, remember, our product pricing was $249, and that included $100 going towards Facebook ads. So, you know, just to recap that, were there any questions that you had for me, or is it something that makes sense now, or are we pushing the ball down the road, so to speak?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, cool. So let me go ahead and pull everything up here. It's going to be about 5 minutes to get everything wrapped up, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then, Matt, your last name?
Barrett.
B-A-R-R-E-T-T, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And is the name on the card officially Matthew or Matt?
Matthew.
Okay. M-A-T-T-H-E-W. Do you want to authorize anyone else to call in and make changes to your marketing plans on your behalf?
Nope.
Okay. Phone number that we're going to connect all calls to, 612-246-7079?
That's it.
Okay. And if you wouldn't mind, just to make sure I have everything spelled out correctly, what are some things that you want to be found for specifically in your business field?
Roofing.
Okay. Anything else in particular? Or like so we're talking metal roofs, flat roofs. What specifically do
asphalt
you want to be found
for?
Asphalt roofs. Do you do roof repair, or did we talk about you not doing roof repair specifically?
We do, but kind of like resource intensive, if we get called out for roof repairs. Ideally,
I know the ROI is not there. My nephew does roofing out here in Southern California, so I figured that's why I didn't. I'm like, you know, hesitant to say roof repair, if that makes sense.
Right.
You do gutters though, right?
We do.
Okay. So gutter installation, gutters, roof repair, roofing, asphalt roofing, residential roofing. We'll make sure to get that in there.
Roofing.
Commercial roofing. In commercial, is it called like a tar down or something like that? Is that what it's called?
Well, I mean, a commercial building can be both asphalt shingles, and it can be, like EPDM. We don't do the torch down. We don't do the tar.
Torch down, there's. Got it. Okay. So we'll start with that. As you want to expand upon it during onboarding, that's fine. An onboarding call takes about 30 minutes, just where you really dig down in the nitty-gritty of what you want to show online, okay?
Okay.
We'll build out the website for you. It's just we do like to have your guidance. So for the onboarding call, we can do any time tomorrow. Earliest call in the day is from 9 to 10. Last call of the day is from 5 to 6.
I could do 5 to 6, probably the only time it's going to work.
Okay. And if you need to reschedule when tomorrow comes, just let us know. Not a problem. We just, you know, we'll reach out at that 5 to 6 window.
Okay.
All right. Let me go on. I'm going to send you an invite right now for that. Give me 1 second just to pull that up here. And that's fine just to go to mattb@allbuiltright.com, right?
Yep.
And you remember our website, like the sample site for like the roofing page, we're going to rebuild your page. Is that correct? Or do you still like your page for altbuiltrightconstruction.com?
I've got a whole bunch of different domains, and I just have you guys do one of my domains. So I'll have several.
Yeah, so you can keep this one then. If you want to keep that one intact, and then we'll just connect the other one to your Google profile, that's fine too. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, like...
And we'll build out a different domain of yours, like the one connected to your email, for example.
Right, yeah. I've got that one just forwarding. I don't think I've got that one built out very much, but I think I have other domains that might be more appropriate. Probably I've got, like, stpaulroofing or something.com, minneapolisroofing.com.
Okay. Yeah, whatever domain you want us to build out, that's fine. So which one off the top of your head today do you want us to build out? And then if that changes by tomorrow, that's fine too.
Good question. All right, if you give me just a moment.
No worries.
Oh, I've got like 60 of them.
Were you like me that you thought like buying domains was the fun thing to do 1 week of the year and you just started going crazy? Because I did that.
Yeah, I mean, it was like 2 weeks ago. I had this idea to just build out a ton of different micro sites, and when Google leaked their algorithm, everything pointed towards having microsites. So specifically, like, if you have one domain, like, keep it specifically tailored to that specific task. So roofing, don't have anything else on that domain about windows, siding, gutters, anything like that. Just keep it to that. Then if you have those other things, having a different domain for it. So that is
right.
Kind of what came out of that. So I'm like, oh, okay, well, I don't have enough.
Yeah, and that's basically like what we can do, right? Like same type of thing like you're talking about. Our sites are clean, simple, and very accessible on cell phones. And sometimes people want to list like 50 services, or they want to be like the short menu on fine dining restaurants where they have like 4 services that they're experts at. And if you wanted to do something different, they had a different website with 4 services that they're experts at, you know, and you're right. That's super smart.
Right. So I've got, let's see. I've got mplsroofer.com, so roofingmpls.com, roofingmsp.com. I don't know. RoofReplacementSt.Paul.com.
Is that what you want?
St. Paul Roof. Yeah.
Well, since you have so many, I'm going to leave that. So I'm going to say, yes, you want to use yes. And I'll put, will provide domain tomorrow. Is that okay?
Yeah,
so that way
you
can at least think about it. So we're going to build a new... Go ahead.
RoofingMPLS.com.
Okay. Roofing mpls.com. Pierce, what does MPLS stand for in this situation?
It's an abbreviation for Minneapolis.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if that was an abbreviation for it. So, and then what I wanted to put on for my team is that you want to focus on St. Paul, Minneapolis, and surrounding areas, and then also like Matomidai. But I'm going to put there that your main reason for switching to us is to make sure that we get you tracking in St. Paul and Minneapolis predominantly, so that way you're not just showing up in that small suburb, right?
Yeah, this town has got 5,000 people in it, and all the roofs have been replaced last year. I think I did the last one.
See, there you go.
Yeah, there was a massive hailstorm. I think this town is good for the next 10 years or so.
Nice. And then on your Google Business profile, I see here your address of 281 Huron Ave. You're okay with that being published, is that correct?
That's fine. I don't live there.
Okay. And also your hours of operation, 24 hours, we'll keep that the same way as well?
That'll work.
Okay. All right. Everything else I have set up properly. So last couple steps here is just the payment setup. So give me 1 second. I'll pull that up here. And I'm going to change your domain on our page just to reflect roofingmpls.com. All right, so that's all done there. And the business name on Google is All Built Right Construction. Is that exactly how you want your business to show on Google, or is there a...
I would rather say All Built Right Exteriors.
So we'll definitely look to update that, because I did see that All Built Right Exteriors on Yelp, so that's why I asked about that, okay?
Yeah, I was hesitant to change that because I've got the Google local service ad, and I know all that information. They ask for my insurance information, certificate from the Secretary of State. And all that information has to be matching, but I'd like to change it to more specific because, you know, when somebody's looking for a roofing company and they see construction, they're not picking that guy over a roofing company.
You're not wrong there. So, I mean, what we'll do, because you know that your Google Guaranteed Ads or the LSA is a different platform versus your local SEO. So, we're not managing your LSA right now, but since it is a different CID, I'm sure you've noticed this too, we can still try to make sure it's managed like that, even though your LSA account will probably be exactly what it is, right? We're not going to adjust your LSA listing, even though when you do see that, it might still say whatever it says today, which is probably All Built Right Construction. But you'll notice your reviews on your LSA listing are different from your reviews on your standard Google listing, so we're optimizing that one. If ever you want us to manage LSA, we'll never say no, but you know, for now, we'll just focus on this portion. Okay. Other than that, again, so just to go into the billing of everything, we're doing onboarding tomorrow, again, from 5 to 6. That's where we have it scheduled. The cardio, we're using Matt Barrett. 281 Huron Street, Matomidi, Minnesota 55115, correct?
Yep.
Okay. And just like we spoke about last time, again, it's $249 is the monthly price. To include the website and everything else we're including, it's a one-time setup fee of $99. So the grand total today will be $348, and then every month thereafter, $249.
Okay.
All right, give me 1 second. Let me get all this set up here. I'm just adjusting your pricing real quick to reflect some of the discounts that we talked about. So give me a second to change that there. As you may imagine, some of our list pricing is much higher than some of these discounted rates. But for your sake, just so you know and your peace of mind, the moment you lock in at $249, that is the price you keep for the term of your service with us.
Okay.
And then last thing we do allow you to do, because there may be competitors of ours that try to call in and swing you over to them or even sometimes pretending to be us and try to get access to things, we do allow you to set up a security question so that way you can identify that very quickly. Either your mother's maiden name, the city you're born in, or your first pet's name, whichever you prefer.
All right. Yeah, my mother's maiden name.
Okay, and the answer for that?
Rash, R-A-S-C-H.
R-A-S-C-H, Rash, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get that updated there. All right, so I'm ready for the card information whenever you are. Won't charge it just yet because we still have the quality assurance portion of the call.
All right, 4259-0809-9838-2826.
And the expiration?
825.
3 digits on the back.
131.
Okay. All right. So before I process everything, again, we're going to do the quality assurance portion of the call. For the purpose of the quality assurance, your name, Matthew Barrett, the business name that I'll will be working with for Google is All Built Right Exteriors. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then the timeline for execution, just to be reiterating what we spoke about before, your Facebook ads, your website will be live within 7 to 14 days. So thank you for taking tomorrow's onboarding call to get that expedited in that earlier portion of the time frame. Google listings, you already have that there. So for us to optimize it, you know, it's going to take much fewer than this, but our promise time in writing is always going to be the same as though you started from scratch and had nothing online. So you'll see a written promise time of 45 to 60 days to get optimization results really tracking upward. In your case, I don't see it taking nearly as long just because you're already verified by Google and you're already on their LSA site. So you're like double verified by Google. So that should be easier for us to accomplish in a much shorter time frame. But again, just want to let you know what the written time frame is that you'll see on your invoice and whatnot. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I'll go ahead and begin the voice verification. This portion of the call is recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
All Built Right Exteriors.
All right, and please state your name and job title within the business.
Matt Barrett, CEO.
Okay, and as CEO, of course, you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and you're also an authorized user on the billing of this card account, correct?
Correct.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. So thank you for taking tomorrow's onboarding call from 5 to 6. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors and sometimes bad actors not related to local Splash, which is why we provided the security question to verify the call is coming from us in the event of any confusion. When we do call, we're always going to call from our main line number moving forward, starting with tomorrow's call, and that's from 877-635-6225. These are the same numbers that you and I have shared text messages from, so make sure you save that number as local Splash under your contacts. And when we do call, Matthew, you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails to the best of your ability when we call?
Okay.
Okay. All right. In hiring local Splash as your certified Google and Facebook marketing representative, do you also agree to let us know should you partner with any other marketing teams that are doing the same thing during the term of your agreement?
Sure.
Okay. And the only reason why, it doesn't even make sense for you logically just to explain that, because that is a weird question. To have two marketing companies doing the same thing on Google, you're just going to dislike both of us, if that makes sense. So even if you exit us, you know, we'll let you gracefully exit. We just, you know, want to be sure that we're in open communication for that. But other than that, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, July 23rd, 2024. In a non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month, also on the 23rd day, in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment, but of course, Matt, it is a month-to-month program, so you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at that same number of 877-635-6225, and just be sure you speak with a live representative, and if you do choose to cancel, while we would hate to lose you, to prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. I'll go ahead and process your initial payment for the $348. You'll get everything in writing via email and text message saying, welcome to Local Splash. Please click here to view your initial invoice. That'll go through all of your, you know, terms of agreement and your just terms of experience, I should say, with us. Verify the pricing is exactly as I said. There are 2 checkboxes at the bottom just to confirm your consent and receipt of that. Once you do that, by tomorrow's call at 5, you know, that'll make everything perfect and seamless on tomorrow's call. If you don't have that completed by tomorrow's call at 5, it's okay. Our team will gladly review any of those details with you. And just be advised, there are some things that don't apply to you, like the LSA, like you're talking about Google Guaranteed. You know, you're not setting up that with us, obviously, at this time. And then also a customized website. While we are building a website for you, in our jargon, it's not considered a custom from scratch website. It is modeled after some of the models we already have set up. So just be advised that doesn't apply to you either because we're not doing anything for, like, e-commerce or any specialty type of website, okay?
Sure.
All right, Matt. Well, again, appreciate your time. Thank you for being available. I know we were playing a little phone tag today, but we'll be glad to finish things up with you on board 5, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Hey, have a great one now. Bye-bye.